Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALII. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently there's a student, a graduate from Florida State University that is actually selling her diploma on eBay. For those of you interested in buying a college diploma, she's selling it for $50,000, her degree, even memories of college. Why? Because she can't get a job. And she thinks it's worthless, which, by the way, bad marketing on her part, because if you're going to sell something on eBay for $50,000, you might as well, market it a little bit better, you know, rather than your college education being worthless. But we'll talk about that. Very, very interesting. Scares a lot of us when we hear that there are peeping Toms. Okay, peeping Toms are probably one of the worst kinds of people out there. Okay, you know, a lot of women, you know, we kind of judge, you know, what's worse, somebody saying, hey, baby, or hey, sexy legs, or somebody who's, you know, secretly hiding and watching you. Okay, the latter is way worse. I would rather have, you know, people catcall me all day long, but definitely none of this, you know, secret videotaping. Well, apparently there is a Hollywood peeping Tom that might have targeted Scarlett Johansson, Penelope Cruz, Amber Heard, and a Bond girl with cameras in on-set toilets. You know, that was something I always was wondering. You know, if somebody knows a movie star is going to be checking into a hotel, etc. And with the way, you know, this online frenzy and the paparazzi frenzy is in terms of people getting videos and people getting pictures and then being able to sell them, I was wondering how movie stars or politicians or whatever protect themselves from hidden cameras in hotel rooms, bathrooms, etc. I've always wondered that, you know. Usually not a worry for me because, you know, I'm only, you know, in radio, so I really don't have as much paparazzi as people think, but I do have paparazzi out there. I do. And I need the paparazzi, so I like you guys, okay? Just, you know, not in the bathroom. Trust me, you don't want to see that. Of course there's radio host paparazzi. Yeah. In fact, I bet there's 5 paparazzi outside my studio door right now. We'll talk about that. Pretty disgusting, if you ask me. All right, then we have a woman losing 112 pounds after kicking Coca-Cola. I think stopping all sodas is probably one of the quickest and fastest ways to lose weight, so we're going to talk about that. Then we have a study telling us to never, ever, ever drive with under a quarter of tank of fuel. Right, because the car is not going to like it, and we'll tell you why. So I drive. You know what? Here's my problem. Okay, I love having a nice full tank of gas, but my husband, you know, he likes to wait till the last minute. So when he takes my car, and I get it back, okay, like, where did you drive to? Home Depot. Really? Home Depot's like 2 miles away, and I have no gas left. Really? You sure it's not Hillary Depot? Oh, by the way, I got invited to a gynecologist open house. Yeah, it's a gynecologist open house tonight. Not really sure. I'm hoping it's at a restaurant. But yeah, so I know, let the jokes fly. Should be good though. I love open house. Oh, no. Happy hour. Oh, thank God. I was confused. Okay, I just pulled it up. It's a happy hour. Okay, good. A gynecologist temporary. That makes a lot more sense. Because, like, open house. You know, doctors will throw these open houses all the time. And, you know, we have a proctologist in town. And he had this big, huge open house. And you're like, what are we supposed to bring? I mean, are we supposed to, what do you want us to bring? But anyway, okay. Let me see what else. Speaking of proctology, they say longer colonoscopy time may cut cancer risk. So for those of you going to your, colorectal surgeon going, okay, you know what? I know you're about to do my colonoscopy. Just make it super quick. Okay, I want you in and out. Don't be dilly-dallying in there. Okay? Don't be wandering around, meandering. They say the longer colonoscopy screening time, the less likely you get colon cancer. So we'll talk about how long your colonoscopy should be. Oh, boy, busy day. Finally, Ashley Madison was in the process of developing What Is Your Wife Worth app that gave women on the site a rating and a dollar value. So I guess you put a picture up there of your wife, and oh gosh, I hope my husband didn't do that. He didn't visit Ashley Madison, but that would be some pretty scary stuff for me to be on that site. Okay, it's one thing for you to troll sites, okay, looking for people to cheat with. You're already a piece of work. But to then post pictures of your wife for other people to see, that's sick. All right, so as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. They say U.S. vaccination rates are doing well. They're high, all right? But there are sizable pockets of unprotected children that still exist, posing a public health threat, according to the government. Only 1% of U.S. parents of kindergarten sought exemptions in 2014 from laws requiring children to be vaccinated. All right. One state, however, reported 6% of parents seeking exemptions. So they say these pockets of children who miss vaccinations, all right, leave the communities vulnerable to outbreaks. And I know some of you are like, well, why if everybody else is vaccinated? Well, because you have some people that actually can't be vaccinated, so you want them around vaccinated kids, you know, these kids suffering from leukemia, lymphoma, etc. So we'll talk about that as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current action. accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I got to go to my boys' football game yesterday. My little baby played football, and he did good. He's an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, JV football. And, you know, he's a sophomore, and he's big. All right. Now, still needs a lot more speed, still needs, you know, a lot more skill. But, I mean, he's been practicing on his brother ever since his brother was born. And I told his younger brother was sitting next to me, you know, and I go, look, you know, look how good big brother's doing. You get credit for this. And, you know, little brother's like, why? And I go, because he's been beating your butt. I didn't say it that way, of course, but beating your butt, you know, for years. And he's like, oh, yeah, good point. And I go, well, please let him continue to do this. So he gets up his skill. No, little brother, I always have to protect little baby. Because he's my baby, I always protect him. Gotta tell you, the brothers hate it. They always think the other one is their favorite. Because I'm so protective of my babies. You know, I mean, when we were growing up, parents just let us beat the crap out of each other, and that's how we learned how to deal with the real world. I mean, sibling rivalry, you're supposed to fight, you're supposed to compete, you're supposed to beat each other up so that, you know, when you do, you know, go out into the real world and you got some real bad guys out there, you can handle it. You know, if I grew up with my sister and my brothers, I could so handle, you know, a Gordon Ramsay or a Hillary Clinton. I mean, please, they got nothing on them. So we'll see. But he did good. In the beginning, it looked like he didn't look as forceful as he should. And then all of a sudden, the coach yells at him. I mean, the coach, it looks like it ripped him a new one. I mean, you know, and then he goes back in and he does really, really well. So we knew. And I think the coach is DeMarco Murray's brother, if I'm right about that. DeMarco Murray from Cowboys and then went to Eagles, right? So, yeah, so it was I was like, oh, my baby just got yelled at by somebody who really knows football. So I was pretty proud of myself. And then my kid's like, yeah, the coach yelled at me. And I'm like, yeah, good. See, I wish I could be yelled at by, real famous coach. That'd be cool. Well, anyway, okay, so let's talk about this Florida State University graduate who is upset that she hasn't found a job. So she is selling her diploma and her college education. She wants a return on her investment, placing her Bachelor's of Art degree in theater on the eBay auction block for $50,000. Honestly, pretty damn smart, because now she's in the news. So if she wanted to get attention, this is the way to do it. Stephanie Ritter says her non-existent job offers, coupled with her mountainous student loan debt, is enough to make her trade in 4 years of education from the Tallahassee, Florida institution. She says here, please validate my life from 2007 to 2011 and purchase my theater diploma on eBay. Why waste 4 years of your life going to a state school for a piece of paper when you could just buy mine? I graduated from Florida State in 2011 and have yet to use my diploma, so save yourself the time and buy college experience featuring a diploma. The lucky buyer, they say, will get more than the document. The alumni promises to give a tour of the campus, including everywhere you would have gone, eaten, and partied in 4 years, access to her college memories and Facebook albums for 6 months, and a chance to experience an authentic FSU home football or baseball game. According to the listing, she studied theater history, playwriting, and Shakespeare, among other classes. The recent grad now works as a personal assistant in Los Angeles and offers options on what an invested buyer could do with the diploma. They say, while on your resume that you have it, proudly post it next to your Facebook picture, hang it on the wall, or use it as a very large coaster. Okay, so pretty cute. Yay, she got herself on, national news. But, we got a bigger problem here, all right? When I was growing up, you had to go to college, all right? You had to graduate high school, all right? But going to college was supposed to be one of the biggest goals. And my family didn't have money, so they didn't have money to send me to college. So I had to bust my butt to get scholarships, and thank God UNLV gave me an academic scholarship. If not, I would not have gone to college. And back then, you did not go to college, then you would be, obviously working very, very hard for a good part of your life and not being able to, quote unquote, get ahead. Now, mind you, I lived in Las Vegas at the time, like I still do. And a lot of my comrades were starting to work in the casino industry. And a lot of money there. And so I'm like, are you sure? And I was already kind of delving in entertainment, the Catch a Rising Star circuit at the time. And I'm like, well, that's okay. If I don't have money to go to college, then I'll be an entertainer. Singing, clothed entertainer. You know, I would sing, I would act, et cetera. So I was definitely going to go into the arts. And, but there was such pressure on us that you had to get a college degree. So I wanted to be a doctor. I've always wanted to be a doctor. So I got my college degree in biology, and I minored in chemistry. Because to get a biology degree, you're taking, you know, so much chemistry anyway to get into medical school. One more made me a minor. So great. I had a degree in biology and a minor in chemistry. If I did not get into medical school, if I got rejected from medical schools, I don't know what I would have done with a biology degree. So I knew that I either go for broke or I pick a degree that you could use for something, a business degree, a communications degree, etc. I would have loved to have a degree in music, loved to have a degree in theater, love that. But I didn't know what I could do with that. And I wanted to make sure, you know, I either got into medical school or, you know, nothing. So luckily I got into medical school. Got accepted by the University of Nevada School of Medicine up in Reno. Yee-haw! Go Wolfpack! Even though I'm a rebel, because I went to UNLV very, very hard, very, very split emotions there, very split emotions. That's really tough. And then my last year, I went to UCLA, finished there so I could find my husband, marry him, hook him, you know, ball and chain him, and then bring him back to Vegas, which luckily we did. And he's a happy man. He thinks he is. He's just telling me he's happy. But, you know, nowadays, people are looking at college as a joke. You know, when the recession hit us that badly and people were losing their jobs and you saw people that had multiple degrees basically try and compete for jobs that people that didn't have degrees had, it made you wonder, why would I now start investing thousands upon thousands and tens and thousands of dollars for a college degree that doesn't guarantee you jack diddly squat? All right, and remember, we have a lot more computers during doing the thinking now. All right, you know, we need less manpower than we did years ago, and that's going to continue. So, yeah, we still need people in sales, you know, but look at commercials now. You know, commercials are starting to sell themselves. Yeah, you need people in the media, but, you know, people are doing media differently now. You know, radio hosts, DJs, I mean, the Wolfgang Jack. I mean, oh, my gosh. Look at the artistry that we still even have today with DJs. Yet, what are a lot of people doing? They're going to their iHeart app. They're going to their Pandora app. You don't need the DJs as much anymore. So you have all these people with skills and all these people with education. And it, you know, the younger generation, they get their degree. They do what their parents told them because that's how we were taught. And they have a degree, and they don't know what to do with it. Now, a theater degree does not guarantee you a job for life. Let me just say that. Okay? But good for her for picking something she liked. But, you know, the other thing, too, is I think we also have a mentality that, okay, if I go to college, I'm going to get a job. Oh, no. You need to bust a move. You really need to bust your butt to get a job these days. Because a lot of people have a college degree. So what? Why should I pick you? You know, when I go through mock interviews for medical students, you know, they're like, well, you know what, I worked hard. I got, you know, 100 applications here of people who worked hard. So what? You worked hard, I worked hard. You got to give me more than that. Well, because I really, really want to be a doctor. So do a lot of people. Half my neighborhood would like to be a doctor, despite Obamacare. Why? Okay, you know, sell me. And it's a different world these days. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this email comes from a listener who looks kind of ticked off. His name is Reed. He goes, I'm one of the 14,000 people losing my insurance and doctor because the network is going under. I believe, it doesn't say, but I believe he's from Las Vegas because we have one of the Obamacare health plans that was one of the main ones on the exchange, looks like close up. as of January 1, Nevada Health Co-op. So he, apparently there's like 14,000 people on that plan, on that health plan, and so now they have to find another provider. All right, sorry about that. I got to plug in my iPhone. Sorry. See? Yeah, I should bring up iPhones. This has something to do with his email. Let me finish. All right, so I'm one of the 14,000 people losing my insurance and network and doctor because the network is going under. I can't return to my previous physician because they, quote, closed up due to high costs of running a practice. What? How do you doctors not make money? I know you make money. Is it a management problem? I'm hearing stories of doctors filing bankruptcy. Enlighten us middle classers on why you can't keep your office or network running. All right, you have like seven different topics here, so let me just nail through these pretty quickly. First of all, I'm sorry you're losing your insurance, okay? I had high hopes for Nevada Health Co-op. Once they started paying claims and it looked like they weren't charging you guys that much or leaving you guys with high balances, patient portions, I was like, okay, this may be the act to follow. This may be the barometer of how to do an Obamacare plan. So it going under because they just can't deal with the high costs, I don't know. I don't know why. So I can't comment on that, but it must stink for you, and I feel bad you have to do that, and you have to find a new doctor. I know. I'm sorry. Obama should have never promised you could keep your doctor, because everybody keeps saying that in the back of your head. No. This whole medical system now is going to be very fluid. And so, trying to hold on to your old family doctor that your family grew up with is a thing of the past. You got to get used to it. Okay. Next, you can't return to your previous physician because they, quote, closed up due to high cost of running a practice. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Once insurance rates went down and once deductibles went up, okay, and patient portion is now basically the whole payment, and if patients aren't paying, there's no way to keep a medical practice running. So, your next sentence is, how do you doctors not make money? I know you make money. Okay, I'd like to see exactly the EOBs, the explanation of benefits, so you see what exactly the doctors are paying. Now, mind you, Nevada Health Co-op EOBs weren't that bad. Okay, Nevada Health Co-op did better than a lot of insurance for doctors, but still, you know, there's an insurance company out there that pays $2.42. So if a doctor only makes $2.42, okay, what money are you exactly saying these doctors are making? Okay, it has nothing to do with a upper income tax class or middle class. It has nothing to do with that. There's a job, there's services, there's supposed to be a profit margin like any other business, and the profit margin has completely shrunk, and every business needs a profit margin. Okay, I'm not a business analyst, but that's just even the, you know, kindergartners kind of understand that if you have a product or you have a service and you have to spend money to give that service, you have to pay for staff, you have to pay for rent, you have to pay for licensing, you have to pay for insurance and tons of different types of insurance, including malpractice, you know, and you have to pay for supplies. You have to hope that the service price can pay for money that you have to put in order to maintain your business. And if the prices are dropping in terms of your reimbursement, then you have to up volume. And after a while, your doctor that's getting older and, you know, going into his 30th year of practice can't really do the volume they did when they were younger. I remember when I worked at a urgent care, I was seeing 60 patients in a 12-hour period. And we're talking urgent care patients. 60, all right? And I didn't break a sweat. I couldn't do that now. I wouldn't want to do that, all right? I like to sit and talk. I like to find out more about the divorce, more about your new, you know, girlfriend, a new boyfriend. Love to know what's going on with your mother-in-law. You know, give you, you know, a couple mother-in-law jokes. And I mean, I want to have that relationship with the patients. But when I was in an urgent care, you know, that your point, you're not supposed to be, you know, garnering this big long-term relationship so you can move quickly like that. But again, I'm older now. I've been practicing now for 15 years. I can't run like I used to. All right? And I don't know what I'm going to be like 15 years from now. So, you know, if the volume has to increase and we're getting older and the reimbursement is less, yeah, it's just not worth it. And if you were going to go, if you were a new entrepreneur ready to go to college, and you were saying, look, I would like to start a business that I'm going to make money in. Start a business. I would never tell you to open up a medical practice, ever. You could work as a doctor. Try and get hired somewhere as a doctor. You'll make a nice salary, and you'll maybe even get benefits. But don't opening up a medical practice, probably one of the lowest on the list in terms of a business where you're going to make money and be able to handle profit margin. All right, now, what about money management, okay? Reed, you did bring up something very, very important, okay? I think we have a huge money management problem going on in multiple generations now. And I think the recession taught us a lesson, and I think the recession has not taught people a lesson like it should have, okay? All right, we always were taught when I was, I think growing up in the 80s, make sure you have 3 months of income in the bank, remember? Originally, it was 2 months. Have 2 months of income in the bank because it could take you a good couple months to find a new job. Then they change it to 3 months. Then, during this recession, like, maybe make it 6 months. Now they're saying at least a year or two. All right, that's some scary stuff. We were never prepared for that. So all the savings, the IRAs, whatever people might have had, we didn't really have much of an IRA because we didn't have, you know, the ability to put money away when our kids were young. So, but whatever we had in savings just completely burned through during the recession. All right? So, what did we learn as a family? Well, one, maybe we should get a job where we're hired somewhere that gives you a retirement fund. Okay, so we learned that maybe rather than owning your own business, become an employee. All right? And I don't know if I'm ready to do that. All right, because I'm not ready to get fired. And then number two, your health insurance is going to be as gone as your job once the job changes, you know, or new president comes into play. Boom. All right, but we also learned that you can't live beyond your means. Let's say you're living below your means, right, and you're making a little bit of extra money each month. That's still probably too high a means you're living at. All right, and I think a lot of us learned we need to have less monthly payments, cheaper car, cheaper rent, cheaper mortgage, just cheaper everything. And so, you know, you see less enrollment in private schools. You see now smaller houses. One of the reasons why we have a little bit of a bump of a housing boom is because people got out of their expensive houses and went to their smaller houses. You know, I had a patient, love this guy, worked at 7-Eleven, bought a $500,000 house, way fancier than mine, and I was like, wow, that is awesome. That's one of the most beautiful houses I've ever seen. Now, what's wrong with our current generation? Well, every time there's a new iPhone, people buy it. In the 80s, if there was something new and fancy, if it wasn't under $30, there was no way I was going to get it. All right, because there was no way I had enough allowance or enough money, right, in my little baby purse, my little sports sack, to buy something like that. Now, every time there's something new, people buy it. There's a new game, you buy it. There's a new this, you buy it. And I understand the economy has to work that way, and good for electronics. But we're teaching everybody that as soon as they want something, they buy it. Why aren't we teaching our kids to save? Why aren't we teaching our kids to do without? It's not working that way. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. What I don't want you to do is follow me into a bathroom and put up a video camera. So apparently Hollywood superstar Johnny Depp has launched his own private investigation into Pirates of the Caribbean assistant director Kevin Thomas Roy. Apparently, Roy ran a quote-unquote base camp on the set of one of the latest Pirates of the Caribbean. And he was in charge of all the trailers, the bathrooms, and the changing areas for cast and crew. Okay? Depp had, I guess, suspicions about his behavior. And I guess has conducted a criminal records check. That was Johnny Depp's staff. That would be wonderful for me to be able to have staff that would investigate stuff. That would be cool. I wish we did have a Dr. Dahlia news crew. I don't know where they are. They haven't shown up to work for the last 6 months. That's okay. You could see I could do my own news. Anyway, Kevin Thomas Roy, 38 years old, was an experienced assistant director. He worked alongside Johnny Depp, and he has been sacked by Lionsgate after it emerged that he secretly recorded dozens of women by hiding spy cameras in bathrooms and movie trailers. He has pleaded no contest to invasion of privacy charges. Apparently, Johnny Depp became suspicious of his behavior on the Pirates of the Caribbean shoot and asked the security detail to check him out. They found a criminal records checked clean, so they had to, you know, unfortunately drop the issue. However, rumors had spread, and I guess female stars of the film include Penelope Cruz, Judi Dench. They have been maybe targeted by him. They said it wasn't clear until last year when Roy's wife, Michelle, went to the police about her husband's dirty secret that Depp's suspicions were confirmed. Police search warrant described Roy as a prolific collector and producer of voyeuristic matter. Investigators believe he set up cameras and recorded more than 40 videos and took 400 photos, including upskirt shots at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, a Target store, and inside the bathroom at his own home. I just don't understand you guys out there and ladies, okay? You have, you know, a good job, all right? Why would you mess it up, okay, by being perverted? I mean, I guess what blows my mind as a doctor is there are plenty of opportunities to see naked individuals, okay? Nowadays, all you have to do is Google boobies, and they come up on the Internet, okay? Legally, all right? I mean, hopefully the pictures you're looking at are above age, okay? You know, not minors. But you could Google the stuff. Why do you have to videotape people at a Target or at a mall? I mean, what is it, is it the crime that people are finding so exciting? You know, like this doctor in my town that was arrested for having sex with his patients and videotaping them. All right? I mean, there are many opportunities to have sex, all right, these days. You don't have to do it with your patients, and why videotape it? I don't get it. I just don't. So, he's been sentenced to 3 years. This gentleman with the video cameras, summary probation, and must attend a year-long sex offender program, but he will not have to register as a sex offender. Yeah, I don't know. If I was one of the stars, I would be like, I want the originals of the video footage now. I guess Olga, who played Camille Montes alongside Daniel Craig in Quantum Space, Quantum Solace, was spied on also while filming Seven Psychopaths. So now anybody, I guess, that probably worked with this guy is freaking out. But, you know, this isn't the first time we've heard of people, you know, videotaping, you know, while people are in public restrooms. Right, I really get concerned about that. You don't know if it's on the light above the ceiling, etc. You know, so I'll have patients that'll come in. Their spouse will bring them in going, they don't want to, you know, urinate in public bathrooms. All right. And it's a phobia. Some people, they just don't like to. Either they're worried about germs or they just can't pee with other people around them. And they end up holding their urine and then getting bladder infections, etc. But I've talked to some of them and they're like, I really think there's cameras in the bathroom. You know, and I go, oh, that's a good thought. You know? Alright, let me see. The wife first discovered her man's sick hobby just 3 weeks before their wedding day. She believed she could help her husband to be, and she decided to stick with him. By the following October, Michelle realized the full extent as she discovered more evidence. You know, this is what happened with the doctor that, videotaped him having sex with underage patients. Same thing. The wife found it. You know, ladies, your spouse is doing something bad, okay? You know, one thing I've learned is very bad, sick behavior does not just go away. I think a lot of us are in denial, okay? You know, we have a family member who gambled, and they just didn't get over it, okay? You just don't get over it. You have people that, you know, cheat, are compulsive cheaters. All right. They probably don't get over it. You have someone that hits. All right. Somebody that's abusive. They just don't stop being abusive. All right. You know, I used to listen to Dr. Laura, a lot, and, somebody would, marry somebody and say, you know what? I married him and he's X, Y, and Z, and I want to divorce him. And she's like, no, you chose him. Okay, you knew what you got. A lot of us don't know what we got, but some of us do. All right, and we need to be smart enough to realize that the man we have or the woman we have may not change. Now, again, we don't want a lot of people, you know, dumping us, you know, first week into the marriage. You know, man, I was on good behavior for at least the first 2 months of my marriage with my husband, okay, because I wanted to make sure he stuck. But maybe that's another reason why people aren't getting married. Maybe some people are like, you know what? I'm going to be smart about this. Okay? But you also don't want to do like, you know, on Seinfeld where you freak out over every little thing. But, you know, you also have to know what you can tolerate. You know, when we look at relationships, okay, what are deal breakers and what aren't? Yesterday we talked about the study where a man will keep his dog over his girlfriend most of the time. And it's really, really important for the girlfriend to like the dog. If not, she's probably out of there within a couple months. All right? That doesn't surprise me. And, you know, maybe he's got his priorities mixed up. You know, you will have some people's priorities. But, you know, it tells a lot. If you're a dog lover, and you will always be a dog lover, and you'll always want a dog with you, you probably need a woman who's compatible with that. And if she's not, and that's going to be an issue, you know, but I do have to, though, really credit these couples where you have a husband who has severe asthma and he, can't breathe because of the cat. And so the wife gives the cat up for adoption. Although, you know, my husband's kind of allergic to the cats. You know what? He can live with it. I'm not partying with the kitty cats or the dog. But, for health reasons, you got to choose your lover. You have to. But, got to figure out what are your compatible, you know, religion. A lot of people, they really don't care about religion. Everything, you know, they blow it off. All of a sudden, you have a kid, you know, and you got to decide baptism, circumcision, and it comes out. So know that stuff beforehand. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.